Alistair, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Nathaniel.
Now, Alistair, how has your organisation worked towards this deal with Wattle Health Australia?
So we met up with Wattle Health Australia in a trade show, and our merchandise team started talking to them about milk powder, because that's a fairly large volume seller for us, and they mentioned that they were developing a milk powder with folate added. Now, for us, that's a big deal because many Indigenous women suffer from iron deficiency, so we helped to develop a flour with folate added to it. So that was the way the relationship started, and we started talking to them. We talked about supply because Australian product, as far as milk powder and infant formula, is in high demand because it's such good quality overseas. So supply and also price is an issue. I suppose the reason for the discrepancy in prices is that we just don't have the volumes that Coles, Woolies and the Audis have. So therefore, and in our industry, it's all about volumes, because if you've got volumes, then you've got a better negotiating power with the manufacturers to get prices down.
Right. Now, why specifically baby powder? Is it because it's such a necessity for newborns, or is there more reasons to it?
So infant formula sort of evolved out of a discussion with the milk powder. They said, look, we also do infant formula, and the ears pricked up because we do, because the volumes are quite low, we find it difficult, one, to get supply, and two, to be able to buy it at a reasonable price. In Queensland, some of our stores were actually buying it from supermarkets in main cities and posting it up so that they could keep it on show at a reasonable price. So Wattle Health Australia decided that they wanted to supply us with infant formula, and that they were going to make the effort to make sure that we had constant supply, but also that they wanted to sell it into us at a price where we could sell it very close to the main supermarkets in the big cities.
Right. Now, if you've just tuned into The Daily this morning, we're talking to the CEO of Arnhem Land Progress Aboriginal Corporation, Alistair King, about their work to close the discrepancy in price between urban and regional areas. Now, Alistair, what sort of impact will this price reduction have on remote Indigenous communities?
So, look, over Christmas time, we saw that there was a fair bit of media in Queensland around the high price of infant formula in remote stores. So what this does is sort of, it shows that Australian manufacturers can and will offer supply and better pricing on essential type items like baby formula. And Nathaniel, I have to say that we are not in any way advocating infant formula over breast milk, because that's clearly the absolute best way to go. But there are some women in Australia, but also in remote communities, that just don't have that option, and they need infant formula. So it is an essential item, even though it's in small volumes. And these ladies, generally, you know, they're on very low incomes, and so we need to make sure we can offer infant formula at an affordable price.
Right, yeah. Now, what's next for ALPA?
Look, I think that, I mean, the deal that we've had with Wattle Health Australia has been great. They've been really straight up to the table and wanted to do this. I mean, and that's encouraging. So we'll continue, our buying department will continue to talk to manufacturers around the country to see if we can't do deals that will bring the shelf price down. I think that most remote retailers, where they have the resources to be able to engage with the national manufacturers, will try to do that anyway. But hopefully this will signal to some of them that it might just be not, it's not all about business, but it's also the right thing to do. You know, I get the fact that, you know, Coles and Woolies might have, you know, over 1,000 supermarkets in Australia, and we have 27. And I get that their supermarkets turn over a minimum of 350,000 a week, whereas our largest store might turn over $190,000 a week, but our smaller ones turn over $30,000 a week, you know. So I get all of that, but you know, everything out bush, everything in remote communities is more expensive. So if we can get the staples and the essentials at better pricing, it makes helps people's people to make their dollar go longer, but also it helps their health. So you know, we're hoping that this is the beginning of something.
Right, and is there anything people like us who live in urban settings can do to help contribute, raise the quality of life for these people who might be struggling out in regional areas?
Look, I think that mainstream Australia is really supportive of Indigenous people and remote communities. People that live in remote communities, yep, they choose to be there because that's where they were born and that's where their homelands are. They're very connected to their country. So I think that generally people are very supportive of them. But, you know, I think that, you know, if anyone's got any sort of pull with manufacturers, that would help us. You know, like it's a volume game. We understand that. And I understand that everyone's got to make money in the commercial world. I mean, the stores that we operate, they have to be able to pay their bills to survive, otherwise they just disappear, and that happens all too regularly. So, you know, like this is an important deal. It's not huge. It's one range of products, but it certainly shows that an Australian manufacturer will step up and support the bush.
Right. Well, hopefully there are some distributors listening. Alistair, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.